I never knew you could treat depression symptoms from your phone, but with this prescription app called Rejoin, it's possible. It's for adults aged 22 and up with major depressive disorder who want to add to their antidepressant medication. And get this, it's the first and only prescription app authorized by the FDA to treat depression symptoms. Rejoin does not replace your current medication. Be sure to use as directed by your healthcare provider, and if your depression symptoms worsen, seek help immediately. Get started today by talking to your healthcare provider or visiting meetrejoin.com. That's meet, R-E-J-O-Y. Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now, in our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare, and they all mess with our hormones. Then, there's the natural hormonal changes our body goes through, perimenopause, menopause, and while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we don't suffer through it. The good news is, we don't have to suffer through it anymore. The good news is we don't have to suffer through it anymore because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. For a limited time only, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com just using the code MAFIANSURES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com using code MAFIANSURES at checkout for 15% off today.
To whoever this may impact, sometimes our lives have to be completely shaken up, changed, and rearranged to relocate us where we're really meant to be. Sometimes change feels like loss, transformation is scary, and sometimes to discover the best versions of ourselves, we must let go of absolutely everything that's holding us down. Welcome to I Missed Me, your new safe space. I'm excited to form a part of your healing journey.
In the middle of quarantine, trying to get through the boredom, I decided to start a clothing brand. A few months passed and there were no sales. Eventually, the slowness of it frustrated me and I started creating content about it on social media. One day, I posted a video and a few hours later, my phone started blowing up. All I could hear was checkout notifications. And that day, January 31st of 2021, my life completely changed. It was all beautiful until I had to fulfill 700 orders myself. It took me almost 4 months to complete shipping of every single one of them. However, until this day, I remember those 4 months as the most transformative months of my life. I had never spent so much time alone. I turned the extra room next to mine into my office, filled with embroidering machines, and would spend every single day locked up in that room, day and night, trying to fulfill everything as fast as possible. Like I said, I had never spent so much time alone. And in that time, as I was also going through a relationship and friendship breakup, it destroyed me. I would reflect and have conversations with myself all afternoon. I knew that I was being forced to isolate for a reason. And I also realized that there is no one that will ever get to know yourself better than you. Like I was saying, I took the time to self-reflect and ask myself multiple questions. If everything is happening all at once, don't you think it's for a reason? One of the first questions I asked myself, to which I was left wondering, maybe it's finally time for me to change. I realized that God hadn't ended those relationships and was putting me through so much work and isolation because I deserved to suffer, where I deserved pain. It was not because I was a bad person and because I was meant to end up alone, but it was because it was time for me to change. It was time for me to start breaking patterns and behaviors, and it was time for me to start transforming into the highest version of myself. Being 4 months all by myself changed me. Listening to self-development content, having conversations with myself, and working through silence while I fulfilled 700 orders brought me closer to myself. I wasn't perfect after 4 months of self-reflection. I still had my whole healing journey ahead of me, but I did have a lot of clarity as to what was needed to start feeling better. One, a healthy environment. You cannot heal in the same environment that hurt you. So if your environment hurts you, change your environment. Two, a healthy group of friends around you. So if your friends don't want what's best for you, change your friends. And most importantly, a healthy relationship with yourself. So if you're not being nice to yourself, change the way you treat yourself. Eventually, I went back to school, and I reconnected with the environment I used to be around before quarantine started. However, and because I had changed, it didn't feel compatible anymore. One day, as I was walking to my car, one of my friends runs up to me and asks for a ride home. And as I was driving to drop her off, and in the middle of her conversation, she said, "Mafe, you've changed." The rest of the car ride was silent. I had no idea what to respond. And until I heard those words, I didn't even know I had gone through that much of a change. Physically, emotionally, and spiritually, I was a whole completely different person. And I hadn't really consciously realized until she said those words. I dropped her off and started driving back home. I didn't really know her intention behind those words, so I just simply didn't know what to respond. Looking back at it now, my response would be immediate. We're supposed to change. Change is the one of the few constants in life, and somehow, we still meet it with resistance. When my friend said, "Mafe, you've changed," I initially took it as something negative, like maybe I had drifted too far from who I used to be, or from the person she was comfortable with. But as I drove home that afternoon, I realized that change isn't something we have to apologize for. It's something we're meant to go through. We are designed to grow and evolve. Our cells are constantly renewing, and our minds are constantly learning and adapting. Our experiences shape us in ways we can't always predict. We go through new seasons, face different challenges, and meet people who change our perspectives. Change isn't just necessary, it is inevitable. It is part of the human experience. Sometimes we won't notice our growth until someone points it out. And sometimes we're so close to our own story that we don't realize how far we've come. When my friend pointed out that I had changed, I could have felt defensive or uncertain. It was just a reminder that I was doing and will continue to do exactly what I'm supposed to, evolving, shifting, and becoming. There's this misconception that if you change, you're somehow betraying your past self, or that you're leaving parts of yourself behind. Change isn't always about erasing who you used to be, but it is about building on top of it. It means taking everything you've learned, all the joy and pain, and letting it shape you into someone stronger, wiser, and more aligned with who you truly want to be. We're often afraid to change because we're worried about how others will react. But the reality is, when we embrace our growth, we give others permission to do the same. By becoming our truest selves, we inspire the people around us to step into their own growth as well. You're supposed to change. You're allowed to outgrow old versions of yourself. You're allowed to dream bigger, think differently, and leave behind what no longer serves you. Change isn't always easy, but staying the same will always be harder. The path of change isn't about losing yourself. It is about discovering layers of yourself you didn't even know were there. And when you lean into that process, you'll find that change doesn't happen to you. It happens for you. With love, Mafe.
Besties, if you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to share with anyone that might need to listen. Don't forget that we have a membership, where as soon as you sign up, you will receive an I Missed Me hoodie. Plus, you have access to an exclusive episode every single month, printable activities, meditations, monthly challenges, PDF guides, and behind-the-scenes content. Don't forget to follow I Missed Me on social media, I Missed Me Podcast, on Instagram and TikTok, and subscribe to I Missed Me's YouTube channel, I Missed Me Podcast. I will see you guys on our next episode.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.